Hey there, guys. This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thank you again for tuning in today. Today's video is another metaphor. I keep using all these examples and metaphors and analogies like horses and mountain lions and cats and dogs. Well, today's metaphor is about looking at your marriage as a place of employment. This is a mistake a lot of guys make. The title of this video is, "What if your wife fired you tomorrow?" Right? So a lot of guys going through their entire life in relationship tend to look at the marriage as a place of employment, and your title is husband. And with a place of employment called marriage, then there has to be a boss, right? And you see her as your employer. So what happens when you go into this mode of trying to be maybe the good employee and trying to keep everyone happy? What's the problem when you just start giving as much as they give back? What if you're the kind of employee who's just always waiting for Friday, always waiting for payday? I kid around, payday is Sunday morning from 9 to 9:15. It's that window of sexual opportunity that I kid about. You know, what happens when you have that employee mindset for yourself when you're thinking about your marriage? And this is kind of drudgery. You hate Mondays. You look forward to Fridays. You live for payday. You give only as much as you get. You're waiting to see how they're treating you. And if they don't treat you well, you're not going to be a good employee. In fact, you'll get away with anything you can get away with. That's how the employee mindset is sometimes. And I'm asking guys to think differently. Think of your marriage not as a place of employment, but it's a place of business. And you're an entrepreneur. You're a business owner. You can be happy even if the owner isn't happy, even if the owner isn't in a good mood, or the owner of the business isn't treating you the way you think you should be treated. An entrepreneurial spirit in your marriage means you're going to be the best husband you can be anyway, to her or somebody else, right? It's a commodity. Husbands are a commodity. This is not your only job, right? You can't look at that as a prison. It's your only place of employment. You have one employer and you're stuck with for the rest of your life. This puts you on the defensive. This puts you in an employee mindset where you only give as much as you get. So an entrepreneurial mindset is not tied to the opinion of others. It's not tied to the criticism of others. You don't give a crap what they think about you and your value as an entrepreneur, or what they think about your mission. You're on this earth to be a good man, a good husband, a good father, and you're going to do that according to the terms that you have defined for yourself as the entrepreneur called husband, called man. And so what I want you to get out of this video is the idea that if you have been playing small in your relationship and in your life and taking an employee mindset where you're waiting for something to happen, for somebody to treat you right, something to motivate you or give you meaning, you're taking the wrong approach. You're on your heels. You're waiting for something else to happen to come into your life so you can be happier. And I'm telling you, when you have an entrepreneurial mindset about your role as husband, and even if you're in a job as an employee, taking the entrepreneurial mindset is a place of empowerment. It's a place of encouragement, and you have the agency to do things that you want to do on your terms. So that's what I want you to take away from this video. If you have been feeling small, feeling disrespected, feeling criticized, if you feel like you're waiting for the other shoe to drop in your relationship, that you just might get fired, I want you to have an abundance mindset like a good entrepreneur. Be the best man you can possibly be, independently from criticism and judgment and opinions of others. Do it for you because you know that job security, that is for the rest of your life, your own security and happiness as a man, is directly tied to what you think of you, your value, you know, your mission in this world. So that's what I want you to do today, this weekend. Go into the weekend with an entrepreneurial mindset. You don't need anybody to respect or like or be nice to you for you to be an effective entrepreneur, of a man, of a father, and of a husband. Hope that helps you guys. Take care. Bye-bye.